Dueling has been around for centuries. The first rule book for dueling came out in Renaissance Italy in 1410. The first recorded duel in America occurred in Massachusetts in 1621. By the late 1700s, the code duello had spread to the Kentucky frontier as the preferred method for gentlemen to settle serious disputes. The Kentucky Encyclopedia says 41 formal duels were fought in the Commonwealth between 1790 and 1867, resulting in 16 deaths. No one was prosecuted. By 1799, the Kentucky General Assembly was passing laws to try to stop the violence. And by 1849, a dueling clause prohibiting dual participants from holding public office was placed in the state's third constitution.
Henry Clay, the great compromiser of all people, fights two duels, and is wounded in one of them, in fact. So, in a sense, it was an attempt to try to keep the best political minds of the state from killing each other.
Kentucky historian James Clotter says the dueling clause survived a fourth rewrite of the Constitution in 1891, and the gunplay began to taper off.
Politics and violence didn't completely divorce from each other, but still, at the same time, it did have its desired effect of seriously reducing it. And then, basically, the society started frowning on dueling more and more, and so that, combined with the oath, helped stop the practice of dueling.
Dueling may have died, but the oath lives on. 160 years after it first appeared, the oath remains in daily use. It requires all Kentucky office holders and members of the bar to swear they have not fought a duel with deadly weapons, issued or accepted a challenge to fight a duel, or served as a second to a duel. To Louisville Representative Darrell Owens, the language is not only archaic, but embarrassing.
We need to understand in Kentucky we have roads, people wear shoes, and this is not anything that I think helps the image of the state.
Owens says the dueling clause detracts from the solemnity of modern-day swearing-in ceremonies.
If you were to have on national TV the swearing-in of our governor or somebody, folks would probably say, what is that about? I think every time I've gone to swearing in verbal, a lot of people say, Darrell, won't y'all do something about that? Can't you change that?
And that's exactly what Owens is trying to do. Legislation he pre-filed for consideration by the 2010 General Assembly deletes the dueling clause from the oath. If approved by lawmakers, the measure would go before the voters in the form of a constitutional amendment. Former Franklin Circuit Judge William Graham has not only taken the oath numerous times over the years, but has frequently administered it, too. He agrees the language is somewhat anachronistic, maybe even a bit humorous, but he doesn't believe it's offensive.
My only real objection to it would be if anybody thinks that, in some respect, it lessens the import of the language of the oath, because the words of the oath are very important to those who are taking it.
If the amendment reaches the people, Representative Owens confidently predicts it will pass. But historian James Clotter isn't so sure about that.
Some people would say, we're in the 21st century, let's move away from it and let's vote it out. And then others could say, Kentucky's past is important and let's not forget it, and so let's keep it in. So it could go either way.
A legislative hearing on the bill could be held later this month. The 2010 General Assembly convenes in January. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Tony McVeigh in Frankfort.